Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yep.
I hate technology, as I was saying, and all that shit that got deleted.
It's just because he's bad at it, I think.
I'm not disagreeing with you. You're just kind of
a bit of a Luddite, as they say.
Speaking of being a Luddite, Colin, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you know what TSCA certification is?
TSCA certification?
Yeah.
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. It's like an automation thing, I guess.
Okay.
I got to go learn how to do it so I can get a better job.
Okay. Doing what?
I don't know. Working for Larry. Whatever Larry tells me to do.
Okay.
I can get out of production.
Yeah.
All I got to do is go do this TSCA certification. It's like a 3-week course. Then I can go not be in production anymore. Basically just running scripts to try to break software.
Oh, that sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah, but so is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know. But what you're doing won't get you randomly laid off all the time.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Okay, that's fair.
I'll make more money.
You know where you could go to work to make more money?
Where's that?
Kellogg's.
No, that's
they're hiring a bunch of people right now.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to go work for a company that's somehow worse than the one I already work for.
If they pay you more.
Do they?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I doubt they pay me more. I doubt they start at more than I'm making.
I think the average salary is...
Not between, the average, the starting.
No. So here's the thing. The average is skewed down.
Yeah.
Because all the people working there, and this is the reason they're on strike, are people that are like just starting and in under probation.
Okay.
So they get paid less.
Yeah.
So the average salary is like 50,000 something a year. People who work there, like have worked there a long time, make a fuckload of money. Like they do very well.
Yeah, but they also work like...
Well, that's why they fucking... Because they work fucking 7, 12-hour
shifts
a week.
So they're not making more than me. They're working more hours than me. No, that's different.
They're making more than you, too. Their hourly is like... Hold on, I have a stats.
Okay, let's hear the stats of our Kellogg's stats.
Actually, the stats are a little confusing because they're like, there's no consistent. It's like a...
Yeah, it's because it's all lies because they don't make shit. That's why they're all on strike.
The average estimated annual salary, including base and bonus at Kellogg's, is $130,376 or $62 per hour. Well, the estimated median salary is $128,403. So I can't imagine that many people are in management.
There's no way that's true.
That high.
Bro, if you're making $100,000 a year to fucking package cereal and you're going on strike, bullshit.
Dude, Kellogg's was starting at $18 an hour in 2005.
All right, I'll look into it.
They were starting. Yeah.
But
that's the thing, though. Like, you get a job at Kellogg's, you know you're working 7 days a week for fucking...
Yeah. That's not worth it.
No, it's not.
I don't need money for that.
Which is why I don't feel bad for the people striking. You're fucking idiots. Why did you get a job at a place you knew worked you like a fucking slave?
Well, because if they can make $100,000 a year and work 5 days a week.
But they don't.
Yeah, but they will when they're done striking.
They won't because they're just hiring new people.
Oh.
Kellogg's is like, all right, fuck you then. You're not going to take our offer. They offer them like 3% raises across the board or something. And they're like, no, we want more people to be in senior. They want more people to make $100,000 a year rather than 50. And okay. Kellogg's is like, yeah, that's not sustainable. We're not doing that. So we'll just hire people off the street who will come here and work for.
All right. So your $100,000 a year fucking thing is bullshit is what you're telling me because nobody more else can make that.
Oh, well, it takes you forever to get to that point.
Right.
Like 9 years.
Well.
You still start at like 50 grand a year,
Trevor. So less than I'm making.
Whatever.
If I work 7 days a week where I'm working now, I'd make more than that.
Well, I mean.
So they start at less than I'm making.
They'll make more than that.
I think you're full of shit.
I'm not. But anyway, unions are stupid.
Are they?
Yes.
I don't know. We have weekends because of unions. I think they're all right.
Oh, my God. Are you one of those fucking people who's like, oh, they did something 140 years ago, so they work.
They
don't do anything now but put companies out of business because people need to make $130,000 a year to put cereal in a fucking box.
Is that the union's fault or is that the economy's fault?
That's the union.
Is it?
Yeah. Did you know why there's no fucking automotive manufacturing in this country except for Japanese companies?
Greed.
Because of fucking unions.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, it might be a little bit.
No, that's a huge part of it. They couldn't fucking afford to pay people.
I'll give it at least 50%, but probably 49%. The other 50% is fucking the way the stock market works is constant growth, and that's impossible. So
unless you're a Japanese car manufacturer.
They don't give a shit.
Who charges more for their fucking cars.
And doesn't pay people anything because they're slaves. They don't give a shit.
That's horseshit. They do too pay people.
Bro, they have this whole culture of working themselves to death over there.
Yeah, and you know what else they have a culture of?
Not getting laid.
Not fucking starving every day.
All they eat is fucking rice.
Yeah, and they're not starving.
Bullshit.
They're not.
Have you ever seen a fat Asian? They're all starving.
Also, I'm talking about Japanese car companies in America with manufacturing plants in this country.
That doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
No.
There's fucking Subarus are built in America.
Maybe they're put together
Toyotas
in America.
Toyotas are built in America.
They're assembled in America. That means they put like one door
That's
on
irrelevant.
When they get here.
I mean, Ford's...
The whole thing is built in Mexico, then shipped here, and they put one bolt in and say assembled in America.
No.
That's the scam, buddy.
Oh, shit.
That's how it all works.
Built in America, buddy.
Uh-huh, sure. Wink. That was me winking.
Yeah. Well, you're an idiot, so.
I'm the idiot.
You are.
I'm the one who believes something is still built here.
Believes that fucking unions are horse shit, or you think they're great. You want to live in a union.
I do.
You want to make out with unions.
I want a union.
Unions
I want a
are
union.
Fucking stupid.
I want a union to come in and put
All right,
my company
let's put it
out
this
of business.
Way. What party in this country is pro union?
Neither of them.
No. Oh, really?
Both of them, depending on the day?
No. No.
Oh, which one then?
It's just the liberals.
Oh, really?
They love the unions.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Tell that to fucking that Canadian chick who wanted to visit Russia from her front porch. Her whole fucking platform was being pro-union.
Yeah, did she get elected?
No.
Boom!
That's the whole part. It depends on the fucking
Sarah
day of
Palin
the week.
Sarah Palin wasn't representative
Bro,
of anything.
That's like saying which fucking...
She just had nice cans, and
like
people
saying,
were like, yeah, I'd probably do her, so I'd vote for her.
It's like saying, well, yeah. That's like saying which party is pro-war. Whichever party's in office that week.
She got picked as vice president by the least Republican, least conservative Republican candidate we've ever had
McCain. We've never had a conservative Republican candidate.
Yeah, I know, but we had one that was less conservative in John McCain.
I guess.
Who was pro-fucking taking money from the fucking telecommunications companies and fucking us over.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Piece of shit.
That's...
Yep, he's dead. I don't care. Fuck him.
All right.
Asshole.
You know what would have stopped all that?
What?
Unions. They'd have put all those telecommunication companies out of business and we wouldn't have to worry about it no more.
What?
Go unions.
Unions suck. All they do is fucking line the pockets of the union leaders.
I mean...
They're pretty fucking terrible.
I agree with that. What they need is unions inside the unions.
Yes.
To strike
it's
the unions.
It's just a never-ending fucking chain of different
yes.
unions to keep the other unions in check.
Right.
You're fucking dumb.
You need self... The idea is good, but you're...
Like, years and years back, I fucking, I went on a date with a girl whose dad was like a union boss.
Yeah.
And I got to see their house and I'm like, oh, yeah. So
sounds great.
He just fleeces money.
Yeah.
That
sounds like a great look. I want to be a union,
man. That's,
look, I watched that episode of Deep Space Nine where Rom formed a union.
Oh yeah. Rom.
Are you saying that the good guy in that episode was fucking Quark?
Yeah, he was.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was.
Colin is pro Quark.
Yeah, all the time.
He literally kidnapped and murdered Jadzia Dax once. That happened.
Okay.
What a monster.
I mean, he's a pretty great guy.
Ugh.
He provides the holosuite to people.
I mean, no.
Lets them come and play fucking.
He charges people for it. Starfleet maintains it.
It doesn't matter. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's a perfect fucking business plan.
I don't understand anything that happens on Deep Space Nine. None of it makes any sense.
Well, it's not Federation jurisdiction. They're just there.
Explain to me how an economy works where, like, Starfleet does all the labor on the thing for free and doesn't make money because they're a socialist utopia, but somehow they still need to spend money at Quark's Bar. Do they just get, like, free drinks at Quark's Bar? Because they do all the work for him. How does any of that work? Like, how?
I'm assuming there's some kind of trade involved there, or because some kind of, maybe they get space station fees from like people docking there and like bringing in their fucking,
all right,
their
because like O'Brien and like O'Brien mostly maintains all, you know, of that,
like,
shit for
like
them.
They probably get a cut of a shipment of self-sealing stem bolts,
okay,
that come in, and I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
Like, because O'Brien,
I mean, their entire point to be there is so that Cardassians don't come back and fucking murder all the Bajorans.
Right, I get that.
Because apparently Bajorans are somehow important. Well, the wormhole's important, but, you know.
But O'Brien and Bashir spend all their free time in the holodeck.
Yeah.
But they don't have jobs that pay money because they're communists.
Well, maybe they just have a deal with Quark.
All right, where they're like, we'll keep your replicators
maybe
running.
Maybe he's got some kind of punch card system for them.
Every time, like, they fix a replicator, yeah, they get to use the holodeck.
Yeah, so all right. Okay, we're back to fucking just a capitalist system, but we're just bartering services for services.
Well, no, because if there's not a money changing hand, isn't that when it becomes communism? When you're bartering services for services, isn't that what communism is?
I thought it was, when you get, I thought rid that of the, was Atlas Shrugged, I think is where we're at there.
Well, that's, yeah, that's a libertarian utopia. Yeah, I don't,
so
perfect. I've never
it's
read
libertarian,
that book.
Neither have I. Ronnie can write it. Maybe he can.
I don't think it ends well in that book, does it?
I don't know. I don't remember. He gave me like the rundown of it once. It sounds boring as fuck.
Yeah, that's the impression
some
I
cool
get.
Peaches, cool speeches.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I should read Atlas Shrugged.
It's
become
like
a real
a
fucking
pages.
Pompous asshole.
God damn.
I read 1,000-page books for breakfast.
That sounds
bro.
Stupid. No, you don't.
For breakfast.
You don't.
I read them for breakfast. I get my brain nourishment.
That sounds super. Oh, I got a gift for you.
Oh, stop bringing me gifts.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Actually, it's the gift that I'll never use.
Okay.
And it's really just discount punch cards from Dragon's Lair and the Geek Room.
Oh, I will use both of those.
I was like, oh, I'll never fucking use these. Here you go.
I will combine.
I don't go there enough to make it worth my fucking while, so.
It's fair.
Just, you know. I don't know. Things.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Do anything this week? Watch anything?
I was back to work this week, and I worked a lot, and I,
if you had a union, maybe you wouldn't have had to work so many hours.
No, clearly not. I'd have to work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
That's
so
fair.
The union doesn't fucking work there.
That's fair. I can't believe all those people are still paying union dues working that fucking shitty of a job.
Right. It's because they make so much fucking money there.
It doesn't sound like they're making that much money there if they're making $50,000 a year working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
I don't know if that includes the overtime. I think that's the,
all right,
the average listed salary.
Got it.
So working the overtime puts them to like 70.
All right.
A year, which is a lot of fucking money.
It's a lot of money.
But
that is more than I'm making.
You have to work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. Fucking fuck that shit. Like, why wouldn't they just, you know, hire more people? You think that would be cheaper than paying out fucking...
No.
Well, here's the thing. You think that would be cheaper, but I bet the fucking the company's like, well, look, we can just... I don't
here's why it's not cheaper. I actually have the not idiot answer to why that's not cheaper. Because...
Are you saying my not answer is an idiot answer?
No, I'm saying most of my answers to why unions are good are idiot answers. But here's the real reason why they don't do that. It's cheaper to pay you an extra $20,000 a year to just work the overtime than it is to pay another person's health insurance and benefits,
yeah,
which are more than that.
Well, maybe we should work on that.
Well, yeah, we should, but instead we keep going the wrong way in that and making
what?
The insurance companies more and more powerful.
What? And more profitable.
And more profitable.
Yeah.
And just stacking fucking endless administration fees into hospitals who are like, for like every one doctor, there's 10 administrators now. I think that's like close to a real stats that
I mean,
I just made that up, but
doctors,
I think that's actually true.
I do know that doctors spend like, it's between 40 and 60% of their time trying to fucking argue with the insurance companies to get paid.
Yeah.
And basically negotiating down to a number that we never see.
Yeah.
Which is, that was one of the new dick, the new biggest problems, the Medical Transparency Act that right. didn't actually fucking happen.
Well, that's why my fucking breath thing that I tried to get a couple years ago that you can buy online for $500, they were charging me $3,000 for because it was billed to insurance. But I'm like, you guys don't understand how bad my insurance is. So I'm just paying all of this. Yeah. So never mind. Fuck you.
Right.
Thanks for fleecing me. I understand you had to fleece me because that's how insurance works, but...
No, they don't have to.
Well, that's fair.
Because, you know...
They could just charge a reasonable price. The rest of the fucking
free market kind of shows that you don't have to fleece people.
That's fair.
Even when you're fleecing people.
Yeah, that's...
Because working for a company who sells retail products, I get to see what they actually cost us.
Yeah.
And it's oftentimes 40 to 50% less than what retail is.
Oh, for sure.
But even then, it's still like, it's still.
Can we put, fine. Speaking of, can we put your brother on blast a little bit on our show?
Sure.
Can we spill a little bit of his tea?
Oh my God, he's going to be so embarrassed.
His crimes, his horrible, immoral crimes.
Before we discuss this,
yeah.
I need to tell you what I told him to do.
Okay. Well, can we set it up what people.
Sure, fine.
Okay, so somebody, we won't name names to not implicate anybody in any serious moral reprehensibilities or crimes.
Can we give them a pseudonym?
Yes.
How about Bonner?
Yeah, so somebody named Bonner, he bought this Lego set, this dope-ass fucking Lego set.
Which is the Discovery Space Shuttle and Hubble Telescope.
Straight from Lego. Yeah. So there's no middleman to fuck over here. There's no fucking mom-pop shop who's losing inventory.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, one the richest toy company in the world, probably.
So I'm gonna while you're talking, explain that. I'm going to look up what Lego is worth.
So he bought this shuttle and got two of them. Now, speaking of corporate overhead, a shuttle is probably like $5 worth of plastic. Maybe a couple more dollars worth of labor to manufacture and package it. And then I bet he paid over $100 for that kit. I don't want to know, but I know how much Lego kits cost.
I can tell you how much he paid.
Okay.
$200.
There you go. So, fucking $200 for what is probably less than $10 of plastic and labor. What's up? How much is Lego worth?
$7.54 billion with a B dollars.
Yeah. It's worth two Star Wars.
Which is up from $5.4 billion with a B in 2015.
Right. So they're doing just fine, I guess, is my point.
Yeah.
So they sent him like $20 worth of plastic on accident instead of $10 worth of plastic. And he's like, oh, guys... What do I do? I'm like, what do you mean? What do? You build two shuttles and you make them fight. I don't. What's the problem here?
Right.
What was your advice to him?
I told him to fucking put it back in the box and put it in a closet and wait a couple of years.
Oh, that's
because that thing will be worth a lot more money because they'll stop making it.
Because they'll stop making. That's a genius.
Yeah. Well, I found an article that said investing in Legos is more profitable than investing in gold.
Yeah.
Their average increase in value is like 11% every year. So his return on that is, you know.
You know what else is?
Wait 5 years, get $300 for it, probably more because it's like a really special set.
You know what else I could do that with?
What?
My Warhammers.
Yep.
If I stopped opening and building them and just waited 6 months, I could flip them for literally twice what I pay them for every single set.
Oh, shit. I should look and see what my plague... Guys,
oh, those probably aren't worth anything.
Oh, god damn it,
they're push fit garbage.
So, the one that I fucking bought,
they're push fit garbage, man. They were the cheap shit. Nobody wanted them. They're not customizable, they're not useful. They're great little models, they look great, but they don't. They're not like, all my starter kits are limited runs that immediately go out of production. They have like one production run and then disappear.
So, these are like basically. The equivalent to like the little baggies of extra bricks you could buy from Lego. That's stupid.
Exactly.
That's fucking dumb.
I mean, that's why you paid nothing for them. What was it? $7?
It was like 30.
Bro.
Yes.
They were not. They were the push fits. They were either 7 or 15. I know for a fact because I bought a couple of those kits. They were more than that. If you bought a $30 kit, it would be, have five Marines and they would be multi-part. There's a rigid pricing structure here that I'm very aware of.
It was like $30.
It was either $7 or $15.
It might have been $100.
Okay, that's possible.
So
if you bought it off eBay.
Oh, so they are worth more.
No, probably not. I mean, you can go on eBay and check. They might be because they are out of print.
See, there you go. They're worth more money. Just fucking go with me here. Let me have this.
They're worth $1 million, Colin. We can all retire on your Space Marines.
I like how you have this line of like blue splotches around your ceiling.
Yeah, every room in my house because I just never repainted my ceiling.
Awesome. I was at Hobby Lobby yesterday, and I'm looking at like wall decor because we painted, and I want our house to look like
cool,
you know, nice. Yeah. Basically, I didn't pick anything, but they had like this section of superhero shit. They had some pretty cool Batman fucking things. Thing about Hobby Lobby is like every other week or so, like certain departments go on sale. Everything was like 50% off for wall decor shit. So nice. It was like a price that wasn't stupid.
Cool.
But they had this, they had some pretty cool Batman art. I was like, oh, Trevor would probably like this place.
I just got that one a few weeks ago. The Batman, the Caped Crusader one hanging up there to cover the cracks in my wall that I need to fix. Hey. So, yeah, your advice is good. My advice was just to give it to you for Christmas.
Which is fine, because I'd just put it in the closet and sell it 5 years later. I have Connor every time he comes over, where's your space shuttle?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I haven't had time to build it yet.
Well, then he should give it to me for Christmas, because I will definitely build it.
Just keep it and fucking resell it.
That's the right answer.
He already has one, so it doesn't matter.
You should definitely keep it and resell it in 6 months when they're worth fucking twice what you paid for them.
Just find out when they go out of print and then wait maybe a year.
Yeah.
And make your money back and buy a new Lego set.
Buy more Legos.
Yeah. And hopefully send you two more. Yeah. So I found out my mom was the one that told him to send it back.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to her. I'm like, all right, first of all, Mom, I know you've gotten shit from Amazon that was like missent to you and you never sent it back. And she's like, that was a long time ago. I'm like, yeah, horse shit.
I told him, I didn't realize it was your mom at the time. And he's like, well, somebody said it's the right thing to do to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, you don't need that. You don't need that kind of shit in your life. You cut that person out of your life. You don't need them.
Well, my main...
So I guess what I'm saying is you should just tell his mom it's time for her to move out.
Yeah. My main, you know, the main thing I said to him is like, all it's going to do is inconvenience you.
Yeah.
You're going to contact them and they're like, oh, well, we're going to have to send you a shipping label that you're going to have to print out. Then you're going to have to drop it off at a FedEx store.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck that shit.
It's going to be a whole fucking thing.
Then they're not going to fucking do anything for you, for being honest.
Yeah, no.
Because I've had this happen where I've fucking done that.
Yeah.
I've gotten something double. I'm like, I'll just fucking send it back. And the company just fucking made me do extra work and then didn't.
Didn't give a shit.
Didn't like offer me, hey, here's fucking $20 off another product someday. Right.
I'm honestly surprised they even bother making you send it back because it ends up just costing them more to fuck with it than just to let you keep it half the time.
Right. So
in fucking shipments and fucking reprocessing and fucking re-inventorying. And
I was like, you know, if it was one of your fucking Etsy Nerf gun makers, that's different.
That's different.
Because that dude's fucking probably...
Because that's a guy.
Hand to mouth most of the time. And
that's a guy who's doing one-to-one labor on a product for you. And, or even if it was a Lego thing that he bought like through a ma and pop shop. Like,
right.
Like if I bought a Warhammer from Warhammer.com and they sent me 10 of them, I'd be like, yeah, fuck you, Warhammer.com. You're literally...
You'd send them a letter saying, I never got it.
Yes,
exactly. Where's my Warhammer stuff?
Because they're a... Warhammer was the most profitable... Like, they had the highest increase, I think, of any company in Britain during the pandemic.
I love that it's like... Just literally one of the worst companies on the planet.
They're horrible.
Everybody's just like, yeah, but... We love what they do, so we're just going to support them anyway.
Yeah, they're shitty, their practices are shitty, their prices are shitty, their fucking, the way they treat their customers is shitty, but they're such pretty miniatures and great lore. What are you going to do, man? They got me by the short and curlies. But like, damn. If I bought a Warhammer through the geek room and I got two, right. I would immediately be like, oh, guys, here, let me pay you double.
Even if you got one, you'd be like, I should probably pay you more.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. Like, you guys, I want you to be in business forever.
Yeah. I got a guy who runs a record and stereo shop down in the South Roads Mall.
Yeah.
It's called 402 Vinyl. Fucking
I've heard of it.
Awesome place.
Yeah.
I go in there. Like, I sell the dude a lot of stuff. I've done work for him and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I recently went out to fucking hang a TV in his house.
Yeah.
And dude, like, paid me way more than I was really expecting. He's like, here you go. Like, he just fucking hooks me up with shit.
Yeah.
He's apparently doing pretty well for himself.
Sure.
Selling records is a fucking racket. And he'll, like, I was out there a couple weeks back, and I'm like, looking at records. I was like, all right, I want this. And he's like, just take it. What? It's like, yeah, it's fine. It's a perk. It's a perk of knowing me.
It's fucking, have you ever seen that?
Like, fuck, dude.
That skit where Eddie Murphy goes undercover as a white guy?
Yes.
And he's in the bank and like, just take it.
Yeah. So the dude's always trying to give me shit. So like every time I can, I'm just like, I made a deal with him. I sold him some shit recently. And then I had like, a couple other items. I'm like, just take them. Just sell them. I'm not going to get rid of them. So, you take them.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. So Jesus Christ, dude, I am fucking a mess today. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. At least you didn't break my very cool looking.
Your Funko Pop salt shakers. Yes. Fuck you, Trevor. I hate Funko Pops. I'll never own one except for in salt and pepper shakers.
I own the salt and pepper shakers because where else am I going to get Batman and Robin salt and pepper shakers?
I bet I can find some better ones for you.
And then also I own those three, but those came with a Blu-ray. I didn't buy them on purpose. They came with the Batman, the Animated Series Blu-ray. So they were a pack-in. Not my fault. I didn't get them on purpose.
Okay. I love the Batman wireless card you have there.
Oh my God.
It's so fucking dumb. Why is that a thing?
It's first of all,
it's so bootleg.
I don't know why I haven't thrown it in the trash yet.
It's because it's got a Batman symbol on it. Yeah. That's why.
It's true.
It almost looks like Batman tech.
Yeah. It's the only reason it's still sitting there.
Lucius Fox gave it to him.
Is it a good card? Like,
no, it's old as fuck.
I don't know.
It's like a wireless B.
I don't know what any of that means.
It's the very first Wi-Fi, basically.
Okay. So it's not fast?
No, fuck no. So
I put it in a computer, it wouldn't be functional?
You don't have a computer that you could put it in anyway. It's a PCMCIA slot.
That's a lot of letters.
It's fucking, like, computers in the late 90s, early 2000s, Adam.
Got it.
They do not have them anymore.
Fair enough.
Because computers have all the fucking expansion that you need. They don't, but it's not the point. Buy a dock. You get all the expansion you need. So, yeah.
You got any stories? I got nothing this week. All I did this week was down in Lincoln, there's a zoo, I guess. It's barely a zoo compared to the Henry Dorley. Somebody was attacking the Henry Dorley Zoo last night in this video game I was playing. So I'm on defensive now. Well, they were just an asshole from out of town, and they're like, there's nothing in Nebraska. I'm like, well, we got the zoo. And they're like, zoo? You're Nebraska. Why would you have a zoo? I'm like, bro, go look it up. And he started looking it up and pretending like it wasn't number one on every list, and I got all livid and irate at him.
Yeah, our zoo's fucking awesome.
I'm just like, we have nothing in this state, but I will defend the zoo to my death because it's all I have. We used to have the zoo and football. We haven't had football in 23 years. All we have is the zoo.
Yeah, and it's consistently one of the best zoos on the planet.
Yes.
So.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That zoo's pretty incredible.
So I went down to the Lincoln Zoo for this, like, they had a Christmas lights gimmick going on where there's no animals out. Well, there was a penguins out because it was freezing and snowing. But the whole zoo was decorated in cool-ass lights, and it was very pretty and very fun. I had a good time walking around looking at the Christmas lights at the zoo.
Very nice.
There's a big old tree that, you know, lights up and dances with music, and it was playing TSO, and we haven't been to TSO in years, so we're gonna go next year.
Nice.
Need to go to TSO. It's been so fucking long. When was the last time we went? Like 2000, 12 or 13. It was right after I bought the house. We went.
Dory and I went in 2017. Yeah, we went in 2017 because the hotel she worked for, they were staying there.
Yeah.
So they gave all the employees tickets to the fucking their opening show, which is the best show.
Yeah.
Because the very first one is the basically they do all their practices and all their stuff is headquartered in Omaha
or
Council Bluffs. And they have two different crews.
Right.
They have the East Coast and the West Coast.
Right.
Well, the very first fucking show is both of them together.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we got to see both, you know, parts of the East Coast and parts of the West Coast crew perform.
That's fucking cool.
It was fucking awesome. Like, what was really cool was we were pretty close to the stage.
Yeah.
But, like, to the side of it, which was fine.
Yeah.
It's not... The fucking Mid-America Center has great acoustics.
Yeah.
When it was at the CHI hospital.
Sounded like shit.
It was dog shit. Everything at that fucking place is dog shit.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know what they did. They just didn't fucking set it up for acoustics at all.
Right.
But anyway, we're sitting there and they had like this big boom arm with a fucking... thing, I don't know, like a basically a platform on it,
right?
Like at a Michael Jackson concert or something.
Yeah.
And the fucking I think one of the guitarists was up there and he's getting flung around the fucking whole arena over all the fucking people is dope.
Huh.
And then like all the pyros are going off and like you just feel it burning your face. It's
man.
Like fuck, this is awesome.
What I a need cool to go concert. Back.
It's like it's cheesy, but it's great.
Yeah, they're so good.
I know.
That fucking, they're violinist chicks. It's always a chick on the violin. It's probably not always the same one, but they're always fucking great.
Yep. Yeah, really good show.
That little blonde chick who used to do the fucking Queen of Winter song back in the day. I don't know if she's still around, but goddamn.
Yeah.
She had pipes.
I mean, it changes all the time.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of a rotating fucking thing of musicians. Yeah, it's funny, too, like... Two of the most fun concerts I've been to were fucking Christmas concerts. So I went to go see Lindsey Stirling.
Oh my God. I'm actually jealous of that.
That was a fucking dope ass concert.
That chick is incredible.
Yeah. She's like super Mormon.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. But like she did, there's like one part of it where she's fucking got down this little miniature piano and started playing fucking Harry Potter themes and stuff.
Nice.
It was pretty cool.
I would like to see her.
Yeah.
She's good.
It was dope. I'm trying to think. Those are only two Christmas concerts I've been to.
I watched a Christmas movie. I watched your 8-bit Christmas movie.
Did you? What'd you think of it?
It was fine. It wasn't great. It was good. I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
It was fun.
There.
Enough. It desperately wants to be a Christmas story.
Well, no fucking shit, dude. It's a love letter to it.
Yeah, but kind of to its detriment. I'm like, all right, you're trying too hard to be a Christmas story. Like, there are scenes and fucking, like, moments that are just basically lifted right out of A Christmas Story.
Sure.
Then they put a little twist on it, so it's not exactly the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, man. Like, they should have just named the bully Scott Farkas. I don't know.
Scott Farkas.
Scott Farkas instead of Scott Farkas. They should have just... goddamn, bro. There was an old man who was a cantankerous, yelling old dad.
Yeah,
it was
great.
It was damn near beat for beat. It was just set in the 80s instead of the 50s, so it was a Nintendo instead of a Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
But, you know.
There's nothing to complain about there.
No, not really. So I had to stretch for something to complain about because I'm not going to be satisfied with anything. Who the fuck are you talking to?
You're so fucking whiny.
Oh, my God. Where were we going? I don't remember. Me and April were going somewhere. And basically, I was just like, look, here's the secret to being happy in life.
Complain about everything?
Expect everybody to fuck everything up all the time. If you always expect everything to be fucked up and wrong and ruined, you won't be upset and disappointed when it is, because of course it is. Everything is always fucked up and wrong and ruined. And then when people actually don't fuck up, on the rare occasions people don't fuck everything up, it'll be so fucking exciting and like it'll fill your heart with joy. Look, be a pessimistic, nihilistic asshole. And then when the good thing occasionally happens, it'll be like 10 times as good. It works. Try it out.
Wow.
Expect everybody to fuck everything up. Look, this is why when I go to fucking, I don't know, IHOP and my server never comes back with the check, I don't get mad about it. Because I'm like, of course they didn't. Why would the server do their job? That would be stupid for me to expect a server to ever return with my check at the end of the meal.
See, I just don't go to IHOP. I avoid those places.
It's all places, Colin. I've never been to a place where they don't fuck up.
I don't know. All of Sarker them. Japan seems pretty solid.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. If I ever went there and they didn't fucking put my chicken on my chicken, I'd be like, yeah, well, why would I expect them to do their job?
You would, because those guys take care. They take their job seriously.
Do you know how excited I get when they don't fuck it up every time? Because I expect them to fuck it up every time, Colin. You know how much better it makes that chicken taste it's that it existed?
It's so fucking weird to live that way.
Is it?
A little bit.
Or is it reasonable because I've lived on this planet long enough to know everybody's going to fuck everything up all the time?
Yeah, but then nothing gets fixed because you're just like, oh yeah, I expected them to
Why would it get
up.
Fixed? You expect people to fix anything? They never do. Why?
Well, yeah.
That's why you're in a why I'm a happier person. That's why with all of my shitty pessimism and cantankerous
complaining for shit.
I'm a happy person and you're fucking miserable.
Am I?
Yeah, look at you.
What?
Mad at all these people, holding them accountable, getting all upset about it. Colin, the right thing to do is just to expect them to fuck up and live with it. And then when they don't fuck up, you'll be so happy about it. It'll make your life better.
There's some fucking logic there, buddy.
But look, you can see the rational, you can see the reason in it. Because it makes sense. There's a logic to my fucking pessimism. Speaking of expecting nothing of anybody, Colin, we can't record 2 weeks in a row.
Why?
Nobody emails if we record 2 weeks in a row. We got to take a month off between every episode if we want emails.
You know what? And I find out people still listen.
Of course they do.
But they just don't write in.
They hate us. Which, I mean, I guess I understand that.
I mean, I understand why they hate you.
Because my outlook on life is so fucking well thought out and reasoned and logical.
So I had this conversation yesterday.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Classically Abby?
I don't think so.
She's Ben Shapiro's sister, has huge cans.
Okay.
She's a conservative influencer, is what she calls herself.
I'm sure she's just fucking delightful.
I mean, she's whatever. Yeah. Doesn't bother me.
Are any of those people not totally fucking insufferable? Ben Shapiro. Like, sometimes Ben Shapiro is funny, but most of the time he's just fucking insufferable.
Yeah, because he's a smug little prick.
All of them are smug little pricks.
Except he's like, she's not like, she's not really a person that's like, here's my opinion on political things. She just likes to talk about, like, wholesome family value shit.
The only ones who aren't smug little pricks are the fucking really just out of, just fucking batshit, Alex Jones and Jordan Lee Peterson, or Jesse Lee Peterson, whatever his name is.
The black guy.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Because they're so fucking batshit crazy out there that it's like, all right, you guys are just, it's you're funny. Fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, government, you know, it's just
right.
Lizard people controlling you at the fucking DARPA raise, fucking HARP.
Well, all of her posts are just like, oh, this, you know, wholesome family thing.
Yeah.
And, oh, wholesomeness. And, oh, this is why things are, it's just really fucking like.
Disgusting.
It's kind of milquetoast. Yeah. You know? All right. It's whatever. I don't fucking care. It's.
So you're in love with Ben Shapiro's sister.
Oh my
I got
God,
it.
She's got great cans. Bro, I'll show you later.
Okay.
I'll show you in a picture. Anyway, she posted something on Instagram, I think, or Twitter. I don't fucking know which one. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. And it was two pictures side by side. One of Nancy Reagan at 64 and one of Madonna at 63. Madonna's naked with her boob hanging out. And gross. Nancy Reagan's with her family. And she was like, there's a difference between being classy and trashy. Which one do you want to be? And people, instead of just going, all right, shut the fuck up, bitch. Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck about your opinion.
Right.
They dug up dirt on Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, that sounds about what people would do.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that tracks.
And I'm like, but like what this girl's saying isn't inaccurate. Like, just because, okay, so Nancy Reagan sucked some dicks when she was in Hollywood. she didn't make a fucking career like out of promoting that.
Yeah.
That's what Madonna did. That's how Madonna, and somebody's like, the guy is talking, he's like, oh, I thought she made a career out of being a musician. A musician who sold her fucking, like, used her body to sell her fucking music.
I like, her music is great, but also,
it's fine. I like some of it, but like,
but also her gimmick was her sexuality. Yeah. That was her
and
shtick.
Being a slut or whatever it is.
Literally. That was her gimmick.
I'm pretty sure she had a shirt that said slut at some point.
No, that was Arrested Development.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a Madonna thing as well. But I'm like
what is that video where she's just in the leather?
Oh my God, yes.
Fucking Christ.
I know. You
know which one I'm talking about.
Of course
about.
I fucking know which one you're talking about.
Like 1991?
I was 13 once as well. 14.
God damn. God damn. Like early 90s Madonna. Mm.
Yeah. Smoking fucking hot.
God damn.
And like this dude, he's just like fucking, he's like, ugh, so that makes what Abby said okay? I'm like, no, but don't fucking listen to her. Who gives a fuck? She has an opinion. Like, but because she has that opinion, the fucking free, like the free expression of sex movement decides they want to out somebody for being a fucking promiscuous.
Yeah.
In private.
The best part of that.
How does that make any fucking sense?
The best part of that is, in order to defend Madonna for being a whore, they shamed another woman for being a whore.
Yes.
This is the part that I don't understand about these people. It's like, you can't shame, if you're slut shaming too, you're the same,
right? You just want to, you're just trying to fucking you're mad that somebody, you're just mad that Nancy Reagan existed apparently at this point.
Yeah,
like there's nothing else to it.
Ugh.
I mean like it makes no fucking sense, man. Yeah.
You can't, it's so common on both sides too, where they're like fucking, like, well, yeah, but look at them. They did the thing. What an awful person. I'm like, but you're saying that to defend your guy doing the same thing. You're saying...
Also, Nancy Reagan didn't come out on Twitter and say, that bitch is a whore. Fuck her.
Right. Also that.
It was a third fucking party.
Yeah, maybe attack the third party
right. And
her huge knockers.
They can't because they know she's wholesome.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. Wholesome little Jewish girl, giant tits.
Is Ben Shapiro Jewish?
Oh, yeah. Dude, he fucking wears a yarmulke all the time.
How do the white supremacists accept a...
I know! It's retarded!
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. So
all of the fucking Nazis are lining up behind a Jew? This is staggering to me.
So I was just like, he's bitching about it. He's like, ugh, I would love to not read her opinions. However, she pays to force her videos into people's feeds.
Is that a thing?
Why
aren't we doing that?
No. So what happens is when you do nothing but spend all your time watching political fucking
videos
on YouTube, guess what they feed you?
Yeah.
Political videos on YouTube. If you're going over there watching, I'm going to watch reaction to Abby, classically Abby's fucking Instagram thing, clickety clackety, clickety clackety. Guess what's going to come up on your feed all the time?
Yeah.
Videos of her.
I can confirm. If you open my Instagram, it's just celebrity feet.
Mine is like, if I go into search on Instagram, it's just a bunch of big titty bitches.
Yeah, that's how it works.
What the? Like, fuck, dude. So, like, I just posted a screenshot of me showing him how to block her on, social media. He's like, ugh, that doesn't fix YouTube. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. What the fuck?
Kind of.
And I'm pretty sure it's the same thing. You can block creators on YouTube.
I have advice for everybody. This is just global general advice for everybody of every political stripe and every belief system and everything. Get off the fucking internet. It's bad for you.
Yeah.
You can't handle it.
I stop all my fucking internet. Everything I get is either boobs or fucking people playing NCAA 14 or
that's fair.
Fucking...
Mine is all pirate game now.
I've been watching this fucking YouTube channel. It's called Tokyo Lens, and it's just this dude in Japan who fucking walks around, and I want to go to Japan really bad because it's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fuck. He went to spent 72 hours in an abandoned school.
Neat.
Oh, it was fucking cool. This fucking, with this Japanese guy who lives there.
Yeah.
And all he does all day is just fucking roast coffee beans and make fucking gourmet coffee and fucking... like fancy pizzas. I'm like, fuck, this dude's living his best fucking life.
Sounds amazing.
I posted that video on my Facebook. You should probably watch it because you're going to be like, I don't know. It's just interesting. All right.
I mean, fuck, it's like the guy I watch on YouTube who just train hops around Europe. Like he just,
yeah,
he
just, I've never seen that, but I've seen those guys.
He just waits outside of like train depots, hops into a coal car and then just rides around Europe. Yeah. His name is Shiey, Shiey. Bro, I fall asleep to it all the time because it's like 90% just him like fucking filming landscapes from moving train cars as he's technically breaking the law severely by riding in trains.
There's a Canadian dude that does that, and then he'll post in like, oh, I'm fucking here, and people are like, oh, I live right there. You can come stay at my house tonight. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. And, or kind of scary, too.
And I want to do it. I want to just start train hopping.
It's, yeah. I mean,
seems like
you
the got life.
Nothing holding you back, buddy.
I mean.
Let's do it. I also had finished, I posted a picture of her because she has big cans, and I was like, this is important information to this discussion. I was like, so, hopefully later she transitions to a career as an internet thought. Because,
Yeah.
As you do.
Sure.
So, yeah. That's it. I fucking find it really silly how, like...
People get bent out of shape. The human brain is not designed for the level of access and interaction.
It's not even getting bent out of shape. It's just the way they go about like combating. Like, oh, you called her a slut. Well, she's a slut too. It makes zero sense.
It's okay.
You should fucking be like, we really respect her for sucking all that dick back in the 60s.
So, have you ever heard of the Salem witch trials?
Yeah.
Some chick said something snarky to some dude, and so some dude's like, we're going to burn all these women alive.
Right.
And the community rallied around and threw rocks at them and burned them alive, because that's how human communities work. We're fucking savage, shitty animals. Now, imagine that instead of a small community of that, you allow all those kinds of people who think like that to gather into a global group on the internet.
Yeah.
And you get fucking Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton for the fucking presidency and people arguing like either of those choices aren't a nightmare hellscape.
I was listening. I've been listening to the old Biggest Problem with Maddox and Dick Masterson.
Yeah.
And one of the things I really like, I'm like relearning why I like Dick Masterson so much, because he's very much Maddox will bring in these problems. And like, they're just, it's always just like, oh, it's something he doesn't like. He thinks is pretentious, but then he's like equally pretentious about other dumb shit.
Right.
And Dick's just like, just fucking let people enjoy shit, dude. Right. Like, I don't understand why you're getting so bent out of shape about fucking like, cause like one of his problems was gourmet dog food. He's like, who gives a fuck?
Right.
Like, people want to feed their dog nice stuff. He's like, but it's bullshit. They could be doing other stuff. He's like, you can stop buying fucking that stupid, shitty video game you hate.
Yeah.
Not Bloodborne, but the other one. Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
And give that money to people. Well, that's different. It's not fucking different. It's the same goddamn thing. Yeah. And just listening to that, I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, he's, because, like, so many times his argument, like, Dick's arguments are just kind of bullshit. But they're also
funny,
hinging on the truth, too.
Yeah.
And, but, he doesn't have the stats. You don't have any evidence. Evidence. Well, sometimes it doesn't matter.
You don't need evidence. You just need raw emotion and shouting.
Yes.
I've learned that in life.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's just kind of an interesting observation of that guy. But, yeah.
All right. We have no emails.
Well, that's stupid.
Because our listeners
are stupid.
They don't respect us.
Fucking idiots.
They shouldn't respect us, but they don't respect us.
They should respect us, but they're fucking idiots.
I got nothing. I can tell Sea of Thieves stories because that's all I've got left this week.
Nobody cares about that show.
That's
that game, whatever the fuck it is.
That's fair. Know. It's very, very fun.
Oh, but. Other news. Cowboy Bebop, the live action show, got canceled after one season.
I heard it sucked.
Yeah.
I heard it sucked bad.
Apparently, like, the initial viewership was pretty high, and then after that, it fucking dropped off a cliff because people were like, oh.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Well, they had the hot slutty chick not be a hot slutty chick.
Yeah, they had
that's all I know about it.
They did that. They had the 27-year-old lead character be a 50-year-old man.
Really?
Yeah.
What a weird decision.
John chose 50.
Huh.
John Cho, you know, Harold from Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
He was Spike Spiegel.
All right.
That makes sense.
I mean, name a second Asian man actor in America.
Jet Li. He's like 60. Shit.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Who else is going to play him? What else do we got? We're pretty limited here. We're working from John Cho and Jackie Chan.
Fuck. God damn it. All right.
So,
I guess they had the perfect casting. Apparently, right. He was decent in that role, but yeah. Like the rest of the show is just dog shit. People are like, yeah, but it was going to do its own thing.
Can we stop doing our own thing? Please, Hollywood.
Just be creative and make something new.
Either that, or if you're going to make a licensed thing, don't make it your own. Just do it how it is. Just do it how it is.
You mean like the MCU?
Yes. Yes. Do it.
Not like X-Men, more like MCU?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just do it how it is in the comic books. It's that easy. If you're going to make a Batman movie, do it like it is in the comic books.
What? That's stupid. That's so
dumb. If you're going to make any of these things, if you're going to make a video game movie,
right?
Do it like the video game. Don't make your own fucking spin on it. Don't make Leon Kennedy a fucking bumbling idiot. Yeah. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, but
people like the original thing because of what it is.
So what you're saying is don't make like the Mortal Kombat movie that just came out.
Don't make that fucking movie. If you're gonna make a Mortal Kombat,
made up your own character.
Right. If you're gonna make a Mortal Kombat movie, make it like that one what came out back in the 90s. That was perfect because they did it like the video game. Everybody looked like the video game. Yeah. Everybody did the dumb moves from the video game.
Yep.
There was barely any plot, just a bunch of fights. Like the video game.
Yeah, that's all you needed.
It was perfect.
I miss 90s movies.
I miss, yeah, kind of.
I not just kind of. Like, especially 90s action movies. Like, the 80s action movies were really good, but the 90s, like, I'm
more of an 80s action movies guy, but yeah, I get it.
There were so many good, like, fighting movies in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, like, Best of the Best and fucking... That's just fuck, man.
I'm more of a...
All the Gary Daniels movies were fucking awful and great.
I was always more of an Arnold guy. Like,
yeah,
I will watch a Schwarzenegger movie all day long. Just, that's my style of action movies. Just a single guy in the jungle with, like, 30 guns somehow.
Yeah, that's fair. And that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss that. We don't get enough of that anymore. Now it's just fucking Seth Rogen.
Is he the worst?
Just I think insufferable. Pete Davidson's worse.
I don't know nothing about this guy other than his lips.
Other than his fucking lips and his stupid face. His not comedy, Trevor. Go watch something with him.
He's got worse lips than fucking Game Over Greggy. He got worse lips than fucking Greg Miller, man.
You gotta watch something with him, and you're just gonna be like, "Well, I don't understand."
You know what I could also do, Colin? I could never watch anything with him ever.
Yeah, but I've had to watch something with him, so I think you should be forced to, so you can suffer it with me.
You know what I'm not gonna do?
Fuck.
Not gonna watch anything with him ever. I'm gonna take your advice from earlier about Ben Shapiro's sister. I'm gonna never watch a Pete Davidson anything. I'm gonna let idiots enjoy what they want to enjoy. And I'm never going to expose myself to it.
Look, some things are worth complaining about.
Everything's worth complaining about. Don't get me wrong there.
I do nothing but grouch. It's great.
But I don't ever need to watch that. I don't ever need to subject. Look, I have a specific type of bad I like to subject myself to. It's generally found footage horror movies on Amazon.
Yeah.
They're unfucking watchable and they're all amazing. I don't need to watch anybody who's ever been on Saturday Night Live again.
I don't think anybody's been funny on there in 20 years.
No, that show died.
No, last person funny on there, Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Like,
and Natalie Portman.
I was thinking about that shit.
Natalie Portman was pretty funny on there.
Because somebody fucking was talking about Pete Davidson. I'm like, fuck, dude, who's been funny on Saturday Night Live in the last 20 years? Yeah. Justin Timberlake. Yeah. I don't remember the Natalie Portman thing.
She just has this rap video where it's like, because she's Natalie Portman and she's in Star Wars and she's like this fucking kind of like goody two shoes. And then she's just got this like hardcore rap video where she's like talking about licking pussy and shit.
Oh, Jesus.
It's fucking funny.
Okay.
All right. I got nothing else.
That's fair.
If you want to email us so we have emails to read.
Yeah.
Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
And go check out Abby Shapiro's boobs.
Yeah. Facebook.com/theloudneighbors, theloudneighbors.com. Bye. holy shit, I'm fucking over technology, Colin. I'm done with it. Fucking Cortana popping up. I couldn't fucking close Audacity because, like, I had it open from last week, and every time I tried to, like, I close it, it would lock up, and then I tried to open it back up. It's like, God damn it.
The fucking cat just, like, knows. He was waiting.
Yeah, he knows exactly when it goes off.
Fucking weird. Cats can't tell time, Trevor.
That one can.
Cats can't tell time.
Hold on, we gotta pause for a second.